Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
One of the things that I absolutely love about photography is that although I've been involved with photography pretty intensely, pretty seriously for 50 years, it still has new things to teach me, new ideas. And if I'm paying attention, I have a feeling I'll never run out of new things that photography teaches me. And here's one of those ideas. I wish I had heard of this idea years ago, but I didn't, and it seems so brilliant now that I want to share it with all of you. It's called the Box of 100, and here's the simple idea. Each of us has a collection, a cluster, an assortment of images that we consider the very best we've done in our photographic life. And as an arbitrary number, let's say you could find 100 of such images that you think are really terrific, you're really proud of, that you wouldn't hesitate to share. And by the way, if 100 is too many, maybe you do this with 50, but let's just say a box of 100 for the sake of discussion here. Make a box of prints with those 100 images in it and store it away someplace safe. And if prints are not a part of your normal workflow, if you prefer, make a folder of 100 digital files or 100 images in a Lightroom collection that have these 100 images that are your very best, and make it exactly 100. And here's the idea. Periodically review that collection. Maybe you'll do it once a year. Maybe you'll do it once a quarter. Maybe you'll do it once a month. But go through and look at all of those images and add any new images that have risen to the honor of being your most favorite, your best, the ones you really like the most. But keep in mind, the idea of the box is that it has exactly 100 images. So if you add one that's a new one that you made just last week, for example, if you add that one, then something else has to go. That can be hard, because keep in mind, the 100 are in that box because they're your favorites. They're the ones that you're most proud of. So in order for one to squeeze its way in there, it's got to kick somebody out. Well, what that does is sets up some real critical thinking on your part about, why do I want to add this new image, and is it really better than one of the ones that I already have in the box? And if so, why is it better? You don't have to sequence the prints in the box. That's not an important part of it. So it's not like you have to numerically rate them number 1 through 100. It's just that in order for that new one to get in the box, something else has to come out. The other side of that coin is maybe in reviewing your box of 100 prints once a month, once a year, whatever it is, you may find images that haven't worn well with the passage of time. So you feel compelled to kick them out. But that means you've got a hole. Now something else has to go in. So it's sort of a revolving door scenario. There are several aspects of this idea that I think are just very cool, very interesting. The first is, if someone comes over to your house and says, I'd like to see some of your work, boom, you pull out that box. And people who are interested in seeing your photographic work, you don't have to fuss. You don't have to wonder about, what am I going to show them? You've already got it set up. Here's the 100 that are the very best. Or let's say you're producing a PDF of your 100 best images. Or you have an invitation for a gallery show somewhere. Or maybe a nonprofit gallery scenario. And they have wall space and they're interested in having you show some of your work. There it is, right there. You have the images. There's no decisions that need to take place because you've already done that. Or maybe you're having a retrospective exhibition somewhere. Again, here's your 100 images. And maybe if there's not any room for all 100 of them, you still have your best 50 images if that's all there's room for, and the other 50 stay in the box. That's one of the powerful ideas behind this, is that at any given moment, at the drop of a hat, you're ready to go because you've got those images already identified, printed, set aside, or if it's digital files, processed, ready to print, set aside. You've replaced the idea of potential with actuality. Now you have the 100 images. Another reason I love this idea is because it very clearly demonstrates our changing sensibilities. An image that you included in your box of 100 10 years ago, maybe you look at it now and you think, well, maybe not. How have you changed as a photographer? Sometimes that might be, how have you changed in terms of your technical capabilities? You look at a print and think, gee, I could do that better. And so that print is easy to go out with a reprocessed version of that image to go in. Better technology, upgraded printing capabilities, better sensibilities. Or it could be that you look at an image and just think, well, artistically, that's kind of suspect now. So that one goes out and a new one goes in. This is a terrific opportunity to ask yourself, why? What's changed? Why did you include that image in the box of 100 to begin with, and now it seems like it doesn't quite deserve it? What do you see in that image that you didn't see back then? How have your artistic sensibilities changed? And by the way, don't assume that those changing sensibilities are always in one direction. They're always towards improvement. Sometimes it can go the other way, where you pull out that box of 100, look at the images and say, gosh, you know, the work that I was doing 10 years ago was really good. Maybe I ought to go back and do some more of that. Maybe you've drifted down a rabbit hole somewhere aesthetically that you want to pull yourself out of and go back to something that you used to do. Having that box of 100 will make your changing sensibilities more visible, much more visible than just the scattering of images in Lightroom or a half a dozen or dozen prints that you have hanging on the wall in your home. And by the way, as you take prints out of the box, I would suggest that you don't just throw them away or something, but you put them in maybe you have a second box that's the honorable mentions, the close but not quite, the ones that spent some time in the box that maybe you want to review again a year or two or five from now. So you don't want to bury them. You don't want to lose them. They go in an honorable mention box, which is sort of used to be in the box of 100, but for some reason you pulled them out of the box of 100, but they're there in case you need them. And besides, you might have a publishing opportunity that'll require more than 100 prints. There's your box of honorable mentions that might slip in a few images to round up to the quantity that you need for the book. Another reason to keep the box of 100 up to date and ready with all your very best work is, dare I say, posthumous appreciation. We're all mortal. We're all going to pass on to that great dark room in the sky. And at some point in time, our heirs or assigns are going to be looking at our legacy of photographic work and need to make some decisions. It's hard enough to figure out what to do with all mom and dad's archives, let alone if you don't know which of the ones that mom and dad thought were their very best work. Wouldn't it make sense that you have the box of 100 set aside so that when the time comes, whoever is dealing with your work has at their fingertips the box of 100 images, the file folder, the Lightroom collection, 100 images that you consider the very best work of your artistic life. Like I say, I wish I had learned this idea years ago when I started photography. I can sort of play it out retrospectively in my mind's eye and see what an incredible and valuable tool this would have been throughout my photographic life to have a vehicle to encourage me to make those decisions and assessments and to go back and review and look at my images. The box of 100 does that beautifully. And by the way, there are variations on the theme. Like I say, maybe it's your box of 50, maybe it's your box of 200. You can decide what the structure of the project is for you. But another variation on that theme is the annual box. And maybe it's not an annual box of 100, maybe it is, but maybe it's an annual box of 20 images or 50 images. So here's my best images from this period of time in my photographic life, which again can be swapped out. So if you find yourself looking in your Lightroom catalog at something that you photographed 10 years ago and you figured out a new way to process it and you really love it because You just didn't know how to process it when you made the photograph 10 years ago, but now you have it. Well, that can go in the annual box, if you're playing such a game, for 10 years ago. But again, the idea is for every new image that goes in, it has to replace an image that is removed. It's a sort of artistic leapfrog, if you will, to better and better and better images. And of course, one of the fascinating questions of such a project, however you structure it, is what is the criteria that you use for better? And when you made judgments 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago about which were your best images, is that still the criteria that you would use today after photographic maturity and artistic maturity over the last decade or two or three? Do you still think about art the same way, with the same parameters? Or has the very definition of best or most liked changed over the years? And I have a sneaky suspicion that if each of us were to really look deeply and answer that question, we would realize that, yes, it has changed over the years. An image that we thought was really terrific 30 years ago, maybe we don't think is so terrific today. Something has changed. And clearly, not the image. Maybe it's sat in that box of 100 for the last 30 years, but all of a sudden you're looking at it with new eyes, with older eyes, with more mature eyes, and thinking, well, maybe it doesn't go in the box anymore. I think you can see how this idea fuels a little bit of retrospective examination and maybe encourages artistic maturity. I'll never forget the time I was listening to a photographer brag about the fact that after 50 years in photography, he was still using the same methods with the same aesthetic, making the same kind of images that he had when he started photography 50 years ago, and he was bragging as though that consistency was somehow terrific and wonderful. And I couldn't help think, as I heard him talk about this, that what he was saying was that he hadn't grown. He wasn't doing anything new or different than what he did when he was first starting out in photography. And I thought that was an odd thing to be bragging about. Although I understood why he was saying that, it just seemed to me that that sidestepped the whole idea of growth and artistic maturity and tools like the box of 100 that can help foster artistic growth and maturity would seem to be a useful thing in the long run as we work to do better, more interesting, more meaningful work with the passage of years. So, the box of 100. Maybe give it some thought.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.